Welcome back. You have the right to shape your relationship with God according to your best judgment, based on your understanding of who God is, even though there will be many people who will insistently tell you what that relationship should look like. They will tell you what you may and may not do, how you should and should not view things, where your boundaries lie and where they do not, how history and the present should and should not be understood, and who was and is wrong and who is not. They will quote extensively, invoke authority, take refuge in the one must, and never tire of getting worked up and fighting for your salvation. And none of them will agree with the others, but each will assert with varying degrees of conviction that it is exactly as they say and nothing else. I do not know how you can shape your relationship with God. You must listen to your inner self. I'm slowly learning this for myself and must unlearn much before I have the space to develop something new. But what applies to me may not apply to you. Only I walk my path, and just as I do not know for you, I no longer allow anyone else to know for me, even when I feel the need to lean on someone. With the right to shape my relationship with God, I also experience the duty I impose on myself to interpret words, thoughts, and what I have heard for myself, even though it would be much easier to surrender to the interpretations of others and make them responsible for the content of my faith. You have the right to determine your closeness to and distance from God. You have the right to express yourself to God through speech or silence. You have the right to believe what you are able to believe. And tomorrow, the next fundamental right, it is, you have the right to become someone else. Until then, stay safe.